Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the podcast, Getting It Done. Hope we're all well. So today's podcast is all about cortisol levels, stress levels, and how doing too much exercise, too much cardio exercise, too much high intensity exercise can basically be retaining the fat. Which, when I first heard this, I was like, what? Hold on a minute. All this running I'm doing daily, all these HIIT classes that I'm doing every week, you're telling me that they could actually be having the reverse effect, or at the very least, not having any effect. What? And yeah, most people I mention this to are like, what you want about? That's not a thing. Over the last like decade, HIIT classes and high intensity workouts have become a massive, massive thing, have literally skyrocketed and become really like popular, really like fashionable. And there's been a lot of scientific study behind HIIT classes to say that they are really good for you, and that doing small amounts of exercise for a higher intensity is actually better than doing a long amount of exercise at a lower intensity. Now, studies show that that is the truth, that is to be the case. However, the problem is, and I'm guilty of this as well, we have literally gone overload on it. So we're doing too much of it. So if you've ever gone to like a Tribe class, a Barry's Gym class, something like that, they are high intensity HIIT classes, which on its own 100% does the job that all these studies have said that they do. They help you lose weight, they speed up your metabolism, they make you feel great, they release all them good hormones. They're a good way of keeping fit and losing weight, toning up. However, if you are doing five a week, which I have been guilty of, then the likelihood is your body is going into a fight or flight mechanism. And this is what's holding on to the fat. And this is why you're not seeing results, or maybe that you're not seeing results. Even if you're just doing like, I don't know, one or two HIIT classes a week and then running for the rest of the week, it's still not going to have an advantage effect as it would have if you may be doing two HIIT classes a week and three strength classes a week. Something that tones your body more than anything else is lifting weights, without a shadow of a doubt. And how the balance you should get. So if you're like me, you like going to the gym 5 days a week, then you should be aiming for two cardios and three strength. Or maybe two hits, one run and two strength. Make sure you're having your rest days, but only really doing no more than two HIIT classes a week or high intensity cardio a week, because you're doing yourself a disadvantage. And here's why. Here's all the science behind it. So when we work out, we put our body into stress. We stress our body. This is how we get our body to change, because we put it under certain stresses. We are ripping muscle fibers. We are ripping we're stretching tendons. We are heightening our cortisol levels. We are producing multitude of hormones. And we are putting our body under a stress, okay? Our body's having to work hard. So when we look at it, we're stressing our body out. If you are continuously doing HIIT or high intensity cardio, you are continuously leaving your body in a state of stress. So when you do that HIIT workout, your body releases cortisol because the body and the mind think that you're under a stress, which you are, but they think it's a threat to life. So your body perceives it as a threat to life, not just the fact that you're doing a HIIT class. So because of that threat to life, it releases cortisol, which is a hormone that basically kicks your body into gear. So pretend that you are in a life or death situation. Your body gives you that injection of cortisol, that injection of adrenaline. So cortisol helps release glucose into the blood. It gives you that adrenaline kick, that sugar, to give you the energy to run away from whatever it is that's chasing you or trying to kill you or whatever. So when you do a high intensity cardio session, your body thinks the same thing. So it releases that cortisol, which is good because you do need it as part of the strategy to keep going throughout the class. which is fine for one or two classes a week. It does the job, but it releases that cortisol. It stresses the body. It weakens your immune system, because when the cortisol's released, when that hormone's released, everything else kind of gets dumbed down in the body, including your immune system, because your body is fighting with the fight or flight to get rid of whatever's chasing you, to whatever's trying to kill you. So that's the most important thing at the time, say. So all the other parts of the body, all the mechanisms that work within the body normally, are kind of dumbed down because we need the fight or flight mechanism right now, at this right minute, this point of time. But obviously we're not being killed or being chased or being trying to be eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. We're in a gym doing a workout. So it's not that kind of stress. But your body can't tell the difference between the two. So it releases the cortisol, and that starts having that effect. It releases more glycogen into your bloodstream, and then your insulin counteracts that. In a normal working healthy body, your insulin counteracts that, and then the synergy goes on throughout your body. If you are doing too much HIIT or high intensity workouts each and every week, then your cortisol levels are always going to be high. And the problem with this is that your insulin levels are being secreted by your pancreas far too often. So this could make your pancreas malfunction, your insulin release systems not work properly, which ultimately can lead to type 2 diabetes. But before that, the problem is, when that's happening, your body's retaining fat. So the glucose is not being used up, it's being stored as fat deposits. Okay? So because you're always doing it, you're always heightening your cortisol levels. Your cortisol levels are always at a high because of the stresses you're putting your body through. Okay? The glucose is constantly being released into your bloodstream. Your insulin levels are not working correctly now because you're always using them, because you're always at that heightened level. And as a result, your body then isn't able to deal with the glucose in your blood, and it gets stored as fat deposits on your stomach, on your hips, on your bum, wherever it is that you tend to store the fat, usually for women anyway, around the middle, around the tops of the legs, around the bum. I know I have this problem. We all find it so difficult to get rid of that belly fat. This could be one of the reasons. So you're killing yourself at the gym every single day, and this is what's happening in your body, okay? So your body goes into a store mechanism. So because of this fight or flight, it holds on to as much of that fat as possible because it thinks, I don't know when I'm going to get my next meal. I've been chased by a saber-toothed tiger here. I don't know when the next time it is I'm going to be able to eat. So I need to store as much glucose, much fat as I possibly can to keep me going through this sustained period of fear and terror and maybe not being able to eat, because that's what your body thinks is happening. Actually, you've just gone to the gym and you're going to go home and have your breakfast and proceed through the day as normal. But because you've constantly got your cortisol levels at a very high level, this isn't the case. Okay, this doesn't happen. So what we need to do in order to correct that, we need to bring our high intensity sessions down to 2 a week. And then do weight sessions the other 3, if you like to do 3 days a week. That would help you massively. And that would help shed the pounds way better than doing 5 HIIT classes a week, okay? It will also give a massive knock-on effect to everything else in the body. So, for example, your sleep. So cortisol regulates your sleep, all right? So your cortisol decreases into the nighttime. So you go to sleep, you relax, you go into a deep sleep, hopefully, and you have a good night's sleep. And then your cortisol levels ramp up again in the morning to give you that burst of energy to jump out of bed, to seize the day, to get going. If your cortisols are messed up, you're most likely going to have issues with your sleep. And then having issues with your sleep means that you're no longer going to get the recovery that you need each and every evening. So when you're doing a HIIT class in the day, you're now not only stressing your body more and keeping them cortisol levels high, you're promoting a bad night's sleep, which in turn is messed your cortisol levels up, it's messed your sleep pattern up, is going to not enable your body to recover from the HIIT session. So you're going to go again the next day at a high intensity HIIT cardio with your stressors way up there, your cortisol levels way up there, everything dysregulated within your body, and it's going to be very, very lethargic. It's going to be very counterproductive, and you're going to carry on holding on to them fat stores and fat deposits. So it's going to mess your sleep up. Your sleep is an integral factor. And I don't think, well, I mean, I'll do a whole new podcast on sleep, because it's a thing like people really need to understand. It is so important that we go to bed at the same time every night and we get up the same time every day. And that we make sure all our hormone levels are working correctly in order to have that good, long, restful night's sleep. So all these are work together. So the bottom line to take from this is, if you're doing 5 cardio sessions a week and you are smashing it at the gym, absolutely tearing yourself apart, knackered to exhaustion, but feel like it's good because it's going to move them calories, it's going to shift that weight, and then you find yourself getting to the end of the 90 days and really not much has happened, then the take home would be to drop it down to 2. 2 HIIT sessions a week is plenty and all you need. So try doing 2 a week and then doing 3 strength exercises. So you could even do a HIIT class and a run, and then 3 weight sessions, or you could do maybe 2 HIIT classes, 1 run and 2 weight sessions if you prefer to do cardio. That would still work, and see what a difference it makes to your fat loss and your body tone. And then you might even find that it makes a whole load of difference to the whole synergy of your body, your metabolism, your sleep patterns, your immune system. Because if you find that you're doing this all the time and you're also getting ill all the time, or you're getting colds all the time, that's probably a byproduct of this high stressful environment you keep putting your body in and not letting your body recover from through doing all the HIIT sessions. When the cortisol levels are released, it dampens down your immune system. So your immune system's not working efficiently enough. Hence why you're probably getting sniffles or colds and flus and not feeling your best. It all has a knock-on effect. So if that is you, that sounds like you, then do that. Change it down to 2 a week with 3 strength exercises and see if it works. I hope that helps. We go through all this within my 12-week program. If you want to jump on board the next 12-week program, then obviously drop me a comment in the chat notes. Drop strength in the comments and I'll send you all the information you need. But thank you so much for tuning in. If you feel like somebody you know might need to hear this information, then please, please share and save this podcast, and hopefully it will help a wider audience and I can keep on giving you all the information that you need. If there's anything that you want me to talk about within my podcast, then by all means drop me a message. My Instagram is at Nutrition Mind Fitness, and I will do my best to cover all aspects. But thank you so much, love you all, have a fantastic day and see you all soon.